Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, hey. J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. What's going on, guys? Good morning.
What up, man? What's good? What's poppin'?
Max Kellerman's.
Yes, sir.
Jay's Wheels.
Oh, what up, baby?
Pluralized.
Early in the morning.
35, 15, and 10. What's good?
What's up, Max?
What's up is we had got some good Sweet 16.
Yes, how you doing there, Max?
You
well rested?
Yeah, not exactly, but you know.
Man.
Well, I mean, you gotta get some sleep, man.
Eventually, you'd think.
You know, you can't keep
burning the candle at both ends.
No, you burn the candle at both ends. Eventually, you know, that it touches, it meets, and it just goes out. So
the problem is, you know, that this show. Yeah, you know, we're up very early for this show, and I also have an afternoon show. So where is there the sleep time?
Hey, okay, Max, so you look tired.
As if Jay Will and Keyshawn Johnson doesn't have anything to do in the afternoon.
I know, but at 2 p.m. I got to host a show.
Yeah, at 2 p.m. we got kids and we got to take care of kids.
And I also have those.
And we have a wife and three kids, and we got to do those things,
yes,
right, Jay?
Me too. I also have the kids. Yeah. That's
what's
wrong with the kids. Second show.
Huh?
Yes, I also have the kids, and that's
what
after
I'm saying.
Work.
Max says. Well, I have another show at 2 p.m., as if we are just sitting in our house.
Well, you did NFL Live.
Well, you didn't mention anything about yourself, but in fact, I also do those things at the house of the kids.
Yes.
You know, I also have to prepare dinner and cook.
Ah.
You know, the type of stress and brain.
I mean, how do you map that out? Do you have the list, like, the day before or what you need before? Like, how do you map it out, the daily plan?
Man, it's one of the things where you just – as I'm passing by the closet, I don't even want to say pantry, the closet.
You got a closet for a pantry.
Oh, no, because when you say pantry, it becomes, oh, you know how y'all do. When you pass by,
wait,
though.
You got one of those Kardashian pantries?
No, I don't have
where it's
a
like
Kardashian
it's all
pantry.
All buttoned up. You got name tags and everything.
No.
It's all
that's,
slotted.
That's a lot of extra work for the television cameras.
Okay.
And I don't do reality TV in my crib, so
well,
no.
Well, you're a reality show producer, you know, extraordinaire.
Well,
I'm not going to put it past you.
So you prepare dinner.
Yeah, you got to prepare it and figure it out.
A lot of work.
Find out what's in the kitchen, if I need to go get something down the hill. Whatever the case is,
Well, what I would tell you is don't burn the candle at both ends. Sounds like you're doing a lot because sometimes it will meet in the middle. Got to figure out how to get some sleep in there.
Exactly.
So.
But speaking of sleep, I don't know that Gonzaga is not sleeping well tonight.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Gonzaga's sleeping great.
Don't let him come after you, Key. Zags, Gonzaga. That's how I got a letter sent to me.
What did I say?
Gonzaga. But I got a letter sent to me.
It's Zaga versus Zaga?
Gonzaga fans.
Oh, yeah, Gonzaga.
Okay.
When I first started doing TV, like, it's the Zags. The Zags,
okay.
Jason.
So Gonzaga?
Gonzaga, yes.
Yeah. Okay, versus Gonzaga.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, who said that that was right?
I'm just telling you what their fan
again?
Base.
Who told you that was right?
Fan base yells at me every time we do games.
I'm just asking you, Max, who said it was right?
This language evolves in a certain way, and then it becomes
I wasn't born then. My folks wasn't around then. We not going to know.
I know, but this is someone's name or an institution's name, right? By the way, that whole campaign that they basically went on worked. People don't say Gonzaga so much anymore. They used to do it
well, I say Gonzaga. Yeah. Get at me.
Yeah, Gonzaga.
This is nice. Zoom dropped.
I was pulling for them too. Can you believe
it? So I'm going to tell y'all last night. Last night I had to go to a Sweet 16 tournament watch party at Zero Bond in the city, which was it was a cool little spot. And I'm sitting there. Obviously, I got some money on the game going with Michigan State, pulling for Tom Izzo. Yo, but I got to tell you, man, like between Keontae Johnson and Noel for Kansas State, like I am blown away. Like, yo, Noel is – he's 5'8", 5'9". He is Mighty Mouse.
Smaller than you.
Yo, but he makes so many – I mean, from Harlem, Key, playing at Madison Square Garden, like every single possession, I was on my feet last night watching him down the stretch because he just made electrifying plays, man. I mean, he's going against a Michigan State team that, you know, loves to draw a line in the sand, loves – Tom Izzo's team's so tough. The game goes into overtime, but every single play – this kid had the ball in his hands making things happen. It was literally one of the most electrifying games I watched in the tournament.
Hey, Jay, have you ever had anything close to 19 assists?
No.
How hard is that? Like, to give me a I don't know. How hard is it to have 19 assists?
I mean, Key, as I'm saying, pretty much you're going for 36, 45 points you're accounting for alone with your 20 points. So out of the 98 points, you're accounting for 68 points?
That's nuts.
68 of the 98 points?
So your team off. How does that happen, though?
I'm just saying the ball's in his hands all the time.
Making it happen.
It's in his hands all the time. Like, you watch him play every single possession. Either he's in an ISO or he's turning the corner. And there was one play, Key, in particular, in the late second half of the game, where it might have been overtime. I don't know, because of all these games last night. It's crazy. But it was a critical juncture of the game. And you're looking at him and his head coach. His head coach is on the sideline. And his head coach and him are yelling at each other. Like, literally, you see him, like it's almost as if they have confusion with what set they're running. But it was almost like a setup, right? Because there's a guy on the wing who literally had a backdoor cut. And in the middle of him yelling at the coach, he just throws a lob at the rim. And the kid catches the bang. And it was like it just started trending last night. It was a crazy game with the way they won down the stretch, man. And I got to tell you, like, I'm becoming a K-State fan.
I was rooting for Michigan State because of Izzo, who's a friend of the show.
Of course,
I was
rooting for Tom Izzo,
too.
Who knows
why you start rooting for a certain team? It just happens, right?
But, and they were right there, too, man. Walker and Hogarth played a hell of a game.
They were right there. I almost, by the way, Keith, speaking of burning the candle at both ends, I almost watched that game with Jay, but at the 11th hour, man, I had to call an audible. Man, I'm too tired. I had to stay home and watch it on the couch. I know.
Drink some coffee.
Dude, but right here, mother's milk to me. So that was the early game. And then you get Gonzaga and UCLA, Jay.
I mean, you also have FAU beating Tennessee, which was a hell of a game.
Yep.
I mean,
I don't know. FAU Tennessee just, it doesn't.
What do you mean?
It just doesn't. It didn't get me in terms of the two names, I guess, of the schools. It just didn't get me to want to jump up out my seat to watch.
And Tennessee, as hard as it did
with the UCLA or the Michigan State game. It made me want to jump up and get out of my seat.
You guys are tripping.
Don't say
you guys are all tripping.
No, don't say you guys. Say me.
Keyshawn Johnson, you are tripping.
I didn't say my first and last name.
When George Mason went to the Final Four, it was one of the most exciting aspects of the tournament. When Chicago Loyola got deep in the tournament to the Final Four, it was one of the most exciting things in the tournament.
I didn't say it wasn't exciting. It just, for me, it was an appointment. Must see, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
For some reason, Chicago Loyola. What was it? What's her name? Jane.
Sister
Mary Jane. That was part of the allure for me. Was to be able for whatever. She's not playing or coaching, but it was one of those deals where it's like,
is it Mary Jane?
I want to see
made that up. It's Sister Jean.
Sister Jane.
You what? You Jean, I Jane. Look.
It's one of those. Throw a Mary Jane.
Mary Jane, you decided to call.
I may have called her that.
Why would that
Mary
name
Jean,
be on
Mary
your mind?
Mary Jean.
Where does that come from?
But you see what I'm saying, OJ?
Yeah.
It got me wanting to watch it. Tom Izzo got me wanting to watch Michigan State. You know, the brand of UCLA and the Zags. They
Sister
got
Jean.
Me.
There it is.
Sister Jean.
Mary. Yeah, that's wrong.
It's okay, Jean, man. Look, it happens. It's okay.
I'm calling her Sister Mary Jean. Mary Jean.
It was close enough. I knew, and everybody else knew exactly.
FAU was about a 2-1 underdog, give or take, and they were. I think Tennessee was favored by about 4.5 points, something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
That's a pretty big upset.
It's FAU's in the Elite Eight.
Right. No, I think that
to get to the Elite Eight, but just even beating Tennessee is a in the Sweet 16 is a.
I mean, it's a different conversation about Rick Barnes and them always losing in the tournament, but like that's a deeper conversation. But
now I think if they get to the Final Four, now all of a sudden my eyelids open all the way up. Now I'm gonna zoom in because I really want to be on that Chicago Loyola tip. If that happens, that's all I'm saying, Jay.
All right, I'm just trying to tell y'all. I think it was a massive thing for FAU, and I think there are certain teams that make runs deep into the tournament. And this is also the problem sometimes I have when people are like expand the tournament to 90 teams. Like, these teams need to be front and center. Last night I thought was a massive game to understand the backstory of where they come from and what their history has been and. Only the school has only 3 NCAA tournament wins in the history of the school, right? And like they're on that path to do that right now. That's what we're discovering in real time.
Even UCLA and Gonzaga, did you get the – like, at the end of that game, I got the feeling like UCLA was going to win that game, right? Before Strother hit that,
I thought it was over because they went on.
There was enough time to score again, right? I just think I had the feeling of the type of game that UCLA was going to win toward the end, and it didn't happen.
Yeah, and they got on. UCLA got on like an 11-1 run. And what year was that that they beat with Adam Morris?
It was like 2000. Was that like 2006 or something like that?
I was like, okay, here we go. They get ready to finish this deal. They too strong for him.
I mean, Gonzaga gave that game away in 2006, man. He's got to take care of the ball. He got to take care of the ball.
Yeah, but when he crossed the ball at the end, though, and he turned around as he was crossing the half-court line, Jay, and he turned around, dude turned around and handed it to him, and he pulled it. I said, it's getting ready to go in. That thing went in.
Well, Strother has done that for most of the season. They had a game against BYU earlier in the year where he hit a dagger. I mean, so it's like everybody looks at Gonzaga.
And that was deep, too. That wasn't shallow.
It was hella deep. So everybody looks at Drew Timmy as a guy, and Drew Timmy is a guy. I mean, he had 36 and 13 last night, but Strother is the one that takes those shots down the stretch for them.
Hit the free throw that iced it, too. By the way, but they were missing some free throws. Like that's, I think that's what gave me the feeling. Like when in a tight game like that, And the team that's had the lead starts missing those free throws. You're like, okay, here it comes.
Tiger Campbell and those guys and Jaime Jaquez, man, they were getting hacked. They were getting killed yesterday. I agree with Mick Cronin, their head coach, on a lot of the non calls. In fact, that they were still in the game. But that's the tournament, man. That's how the tournament works. Like the best team doesn't always win, and the team that comes through down the stretch, regardless of calls, that's what happens.
Meantime, here comes Ja Morant. And here's the question, now that he's back. Should his next contract be affected by his suspension? And there's a specific reason we're asking that question. KJM, ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Ongoing process. You know, I've been there, for 2 weeks, but that doesn't mean, I'm completely better.
There should be somebody around him kicking his ass right now. Just letting him know that you made a big mistake and this is not small. And you have to make up for it.
He understands the gravity of this situation. And so rightfully so, he is uncomfortable because this is a position he probably never hoped to be in.
He got the hard part out of the way. Now it's the easy part. It's getting back to playing basketball.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. So here is the question we asked. Should Ja's suspension have an effect on his contract? Now, why do we ask this question? Well, yeah, because behavior, if it's good, if it's bad, face of the franchise, blah, 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 off the court stuff that has an effect on marketing and this. No. That's not exactly what we're talking about. Mark J. Spears, Anscape senior NBA writer, the Hoop Collective, on why he stopped voting for NBA awards. Listen to this.
Let me ask you this, Spears. How do you think the voters will judge? How do you weigh the fact that Ja got this 8-game suspension when thinking about it's $40 million All-NBA? There's a lot of discussion about the MVP, and we talked about a lot on this pod, but when the rubber meets the road, this is the real big, big decision in this award season, in my opinion.
Well, one, I don't vote anymore. It's in a lot of ways, or all ways, because of this. I didn't feel comfortable voting for awards that affect money and my name being on it. When I call it the Howard Beck rule, Howard will be mad at me for always saying that, but he pushed for the writers to have their names on it for transparency. It's because of this that it makes it tough. I had, you know, I remember an NBA coach telling me, well, you know, if you better vote for James Harden.
All right, so there's a lot here, Jay. Let's start with how would you separate the different issues that he just
I wouldn't
up?
Have media members involved at all in the voting process. I think Spears is absolutely on point. I think they can get influenced by interviews or access, which is what everybody craves because that's what they're known for in the industry. I think names can be used as leverage. I would have retired players who have nothing at stake. I would have stipends for them to be involved, to pay attention. And I would like to find ways to involve the greats of the game who maybe didn't get a chance to participate in this salary economic boom that we live in today with media rights, to actually, who are students of the game, right, who are committed to the process to determine who's first, second, and third All-NBA.
First of all, let's back up a little bit because you said a lot there. I love that idea of getting guys who missed the economic boom in the NBA a stipend to do it, but it's a job, right?
Yes.
They have to take it seriously, and you can identify those guys. But the first thing you said, let's get into that thing about access, right? Can you explain a little bit about that? Because right now, a lot of times, if you're first team NBA, all NBA, you have a certain...
You get a kick and you get a bonus.
Yeah, right. Like, you get paid according to a certain standard. Mm-hmm. Second team, those are incentives in a contract. Yep. Just like if you finish winning in the MVP award, whatever, right? So if he does make first team NBA, the total value of his contract is $233,160,000, okay? If he does not make it, it's $194,300,000. It's roughly, it's almost a $40 million difference. So you're saying that some of the writers who vote on this, whether it's they're twirling their mustaches and thinking, you know, I'm gonna get him if he doesn't, but still, you know, you are, of course you're going to be influenced by access to a player and that kind of stuff. And people in
but
that
you
position,
shouldn't be, though, Max.
But it's human nature,
be, yeah.
Key. It's human
nature.
It is, even if you have good intentions, it is human nature. As a matter of fact, even if you guard against that because you're like, I'm not going to be that type of dude, you might swing too far the other way.
So when if I give you a story? When if I give you exclusive access, Key? Like, you're a reporter. I know that you have a vote. And I know other people have votes, too. But you know what? You're my guy. I'm going to give you exclusive access here, and that gives you a bump in salary.
No,
that gives you more recognition.
You
know how that works.
I agree with you 7,000%. They shouldn't have the voting rights. Now, if you want one or two or three dudes with some players and some coaches, and you kind of want to put that thing together sort of kind of like they do the college football playoff, and you want to have a certain committee of individuals kind of like the Hall of Fame in the NFL, if now all of a sudden – you got ex-players that are involved and Hall of Famers that are involved. There's no more solely the writers to be in the room, and much like Max said, twirling your mustache. No more of that. So if they want to take that approach with the all-NBA stuff, that I like it like that. I like exactly what you said, but then you got to guard. Remember this now, Jay. You got to guard from the get-off-the-line guys, though, too, now.
Yeah.
So the older NBA guys, like you said, didn't make the necessary money. You know how they feel. At times with the younger guys in the NBA, but they feel a certain way.
Yeah, but I'm okay with that, though. Because at least for me, regardless of whether how older guys feel about the new age or whether they feel like they're load managing, like, it still comes back to basketball. Like, you hear KD, you hear LeBron, you hear a lot of players talk about how they feel like the media is toxic, right? Or when they do go to their social media apps, you know, due to the algorithms, things pop up that are negative that are being said about them. You never hear any of the positive things that we rap about on air because those things don't catch traction or go viral. So by removing the media aspect of it and bringing it back to strictly hoopers, guys that have been able to attain success and do things that other NBA players can look at and say, you know what? he was able to do it. He did it in a different generation. At least I know there's grounded root and appreciation for how hard it is.
Wait a minute, here's something else, though. Should there even be I like that idea. If you have that in place, I don't mind incentives for first, second, and third team NBA. You're actually giving a job to people who've played the game at the highest level, right? But why are incentives tied to something about which people vote, you know, on which people, like, what? I don't know. There's something about it that bothers me, because in the opinion of somebody else, now all of a sudden your contract is affected. And by the way, they get that stuff wrong all the time, right?
And Marcus Spears talked about it in an interview. He said, you know, there was one person that told him that, hey, you should probably do the interview with James Harden because he'll give you more access. Depending, you know, that's just how it works, regardless of whether you think it's done maliciously or not maliciously. That's the way it's done.
You know what? That, by the way, you want to know a guy with some ethics in the media?
Exactly.
Marcus Spears, obviously, right? He removes himself from the process that empowers him because he feels it's a corrupting, it has the potential to corrupt him in some way. And he doesn't even, or even if he doesn't feel that it'll corrupt him, he doesn't even want the appearance of it. So he steps away from it.
Max, the real question is, should the 8-game suspension cost Ja Morant that $40 million for first team All-NBA? And the way I look at it, just looking at it objectively, regardless of whether it should or not, if it does, that's on him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Like that's on him. I would look at injuries as opposed to something that happened off the court.
But Jay, how would it affect him? Like, give me an example of how
it would affect him by not getting first team all NBA, because voters would look at that by saying off the court issues, it would sway their opinion on whether he makes first team
or
NBA,
even just the 8 games
million.
That he missed, Key. Even just the 8 games that he missed. If it's close to him and someone else, and they go, but he missed those 8 games.
I'm sure there's, yeah, I guess, but I was going to say, I'm sure there's some players that's up for all NBA that missed 8 or more games.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Kevin Durant.
Key, Mark J. Spears, who is a friend of the show, by the way, Anscape senior NBA writer on the Hoop Collective, was asked how he evaluates Ja's suspension when voting for awards. Listen to this.
When I did vote, I waited to the day after the last day of the regular season. And I don't know everybody else's thing, but I waited to that day because you have to weigh the whole season. You can't just weigh what happened to Ja. You have to weigh his whole season. And Ja's not the only player that missed games. Like, is Steph Curry an All-NBA player? How many games has Steph missed?
Yeah, right? I mean, that's a big factor.
LeBron
like
James, how many?
Devin Booker. I mean, you can make Devin Booker. He missed a whole bunch of games, right? Yeah.
So my guess is, once you look at the whole body of work of everybody and all the games missed from all the stars, Kevin Durant included, right? How could you not have him on that third team at minimum?
All right, we're going to pick this up when we get back. KJM, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Ongoing process. I've been there, you know, for 2 weeks, but that doesn't mean I'm completely better.
There should be somebody around him just letting him know that you made a big mistake and this is not small.
Now, it's the easy part. It's getting back to playing basketball.
Should Ja Morant's contract be affected by his suspension? So, prior to the 2022-23 season, Ja agreed to a 5-year extension with the Grizzlies. It's projected to be worth $194 million. However, as is the case in these contracts oftentimes, the extension could increase to $233 million. So it's almost a $40 million increase if he's named Most Valuable Player, Defensive Player of the Year, or earns an all-NBA selection this season. Now, in this case, it doesn't appear to distinguish between first, second, or third team all-NBA. Just got to be all-NBA. But I do recall cases, although now I have to think specifically which, where if it's first team, it's this. If it's second team, it's that. If it's third, apparently not for Ja.
So, there's a bunch of people that contracts are that way.
Right. So we're talking in the last segment about, look, people are voting on this stuff, and it could be affected by things like access to players, even if it's an unconscious effect, right? That's why Mark J. Spears took a step back, said, I don't want that because, you know, it's an ethical kind of conflict of interest.
Smart on his part. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So the question is, should the suspension affect this kind of stuff for Ja Morant? Key, you're shaking your head no.
No, because, look, at the end, he missed 8 games, right? There's other players in the NBA that miss games, whether it's load management, whether it's injuries, whatever the case may be, they miss. Now, you're saying he should be punished, not you, but people would say he should be punished because of the incident and why that caused him to miss the games. I would say no, not at all, because he's already been suspended, lost money on his suspension. So he's already paid that price as far as the NBA is concerned. Now, if you take it off the court, I'm sure he got docked with some of his off the court stuff. So he loses money there. Now you say, well, these writers are going to have, or whoever's voting is going to have an issue with the fact that he got suspended, how he got suspended. So therefore, his conduct will then affect him to be able to make up that extra $40 million that he would get because of the all-NBA situation. And I think that that's completely wrong if that was somebody's approach and if they wanted to
so
do
in
it
other
that
words,
way.
In other words, don't give him an extra penalty for something for which he's already been penalized.
No, why would you?
Jay?
I don't have a hard stand on this. I do not think what happened off the court should impact, especially the short stint of it being 8 games, should impact whether Ja is all NBA or not. But it's also hard for me to argue against it if somebody else did feel that way because of the irresponsibility that you saw and how he was acting. Right? So, like, once again, like, this is about reasonable minds can differ on this. Like, it's not a hard stance one way or the other for me. And when the subjectivity from the individuals who are writers and how they perceive on what their individual stances are on gun responsibility or other things, if they feel strongly about the representation that they feel like that or the misrepresentation that afforded Ja and the league, I can't argue against them for not voting him all NBA, even though I feel like it shouldn't. You know,
I have some stuff to say about this, too. And I agree with Key philosophically here, Jay, in that the only time I would make it a tiebreaker maybe is, let's say, two guys were so close and they both missed the same amount of games, one guy because of injury, one guy because of a suspension. I might lean toward the guy with injury if it's very, very similar because it's like that wasn't self-inflicted.
The injury
right?
happened on the court while playing basketball.
Exactly.
It's not something that happened
Precisely.
Off the court that had nothing to do with basketball.
100%, right. But that would be in a rare case where they missed about the same number of games, they're both equally valuable, more or less, and I need a tiebreaker, I suppose, right? But Key, in this case, and I understand philosophically where you're coming from. You know, a kid doesn't do his homework, does bad on the test. So not only is the test score low, they mark him down for not doing the homework. Hold on, timeout. The work is not just to do the work, it's to learn the material. Already got punished by the bad test score, right? I get it. So, but in this case, Key, he already missed about 9-10 games before the suspension, 7-8 games. So he's now played, I think, 54, 55 games.
He missed
games.
A total of 8 games, right? It was he missed 6 games.
The suspension was 8 games.
Games.
But he's up to about – how many games has he played now? He's played 54, 55 games out of a total of, what, 70-something at this point?
I'll pull it up right now.
That means that it's not just the 8 games by themselves, guys. It's the 8 games plus the other games he missed. He has now missed maybe –
Okay, so he's missed a half a dozen games.
Maybe
so
more.
So Ja Morant's had 54 games.
Out of how many now?
82. I mean,
how many games have Memphis played? I want to say 70, 72 games by now?
Yes.
So he's missed 20 games.
Yeah, close to it. 15
okay.
games,
can
16
we find,
games.
Can we find several other players that will potentially be all NBA that will have missed something plus or minus on those games?
Well, you're talking about all NBA, so right, you got 15 Jay? Slots, yeah. Jay.
So Devin Booker has played 45 games.
So okay, so, you don't need to go any further, though, Jay. That just says there are other players that have plus
Key.
Or minus.
But Key, if you have five slots for all
LeBron
NBA,
James
and you got
has played 47.
Okay, hold on. If you got five slots for all NBA and you have three tiers, you know, all NBA team
that's
one, two, three.
People.
That's 15 slots. So yeah. So you got to find. Is he one of the 15?
Absolutely,
right?
Yes. He is going to be one of the 15. And then there's more in that 15 slot. It's a percentage in that 15 slot that has missed again.
That's what I'm saying.
Plus or minus.
Yeah.
Steph Curry has played 48 games.
So he's got. So Ja has played more games than LeBron, Steph, or Devin Booker.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
I imagine not as many as. Well, first of all, Embiid and Jokic and Giannis have had better seasons than Ja so far. So even if it's comparable, those three are in. Right?
Yeah, but they're going to go 1, 2, 3.
Right. So now you're looking at 12 slots left. That Ja's competing for. I imagine Luka's probably played more games than that, but I couldn't tell you for
sure. And one of the other things that I would say is what you were saying, Max, are you going to punish a guy
twice
for having an issue?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the word I'm looking for. I'll call it a medical issue.
Or an emotional issue, whatever
emotional,
it is.
Emotional. I just want to make sure I'm saying the right thing. I don't want to say mental issue or none of that, or alcoholism, because I don't know all those things.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to punish somebody because they have some issues that they have to deal with in their personal life?
Right.
But see, the thing that makes it difficult, like NBA isn't just like, hey, here are the five best players that are NBA. It's broken down by position. So you go position, right? So
right.
It's like you're saying, is Steph more valuable to his team and to the NBA than Ja?
You
right?
need
is Shea Gilgeous-Alexander more valuable to his team than Ja? Like, that's how you look at
right,
it.
Right, so you need – so, but that makes like, it hey, harder for – I'm trying but to make it harder but, for Ja. It makes it harder because you have four backcourt – you have, sorry, six backcourt slots. He's got to be one of the six.
Yeah, but if it's simple math to do. Like I just said about the three bigs. You got three slots. Somebody going to be first, somebody going to be second, somebody going to be third team. Mm-hmm. You got six guards. So it's going to be two, 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 and two. Is he – one of the top six guards in the league?
Yes.
So he'll be on one of those all-NBA teams.
He should be all-NBA.
He should be on one of those all-NBA teams.
Talking about it, I think that's right, because if you're talking about six backcourt players and you look at Book and he's got fewer games than Ja, and you look at Stephanie's got fewer games than Ja, boy, you're not.
So,
you're
okay, so do
off.
This.
Damian to Lillard is one.
To help your brain even more, though, Jake. I mean, Max, do this. Just give two slots to Book. Give two slots to Book and Curry.
No, knock them off. They haven't even played 50 games.
No, but give them the two slots.
No, I'm not giving them two slots. No,
I didn't say first or second or third. Just give them two out of the six. Now you got four left. Dame Lillard gets one.
Yep.
So you got three left. Where are the other three?
Luka, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. Even though they're big, but they're backcourt players. But see, that's my point. If Devin Booker's played 40, if Ja Morant's played 10 games more than Devin Booker, you can't tell me Devin Booker is more valuable than Ja Morant, right? So for whatever reason, they missed the games. I'm not holding it extra against Ja.
But once again, it's subjective. Like, I think Ja should be all NBA. I don't think that
think
should be
so.
A question. But
I think you're right.
If somebody reasonable, like another reasonable person, could hold extra weight considering what happened off the court.
Yeah, but they shouldn't be allowed to vote if they're doing that, though, Jay.
But Key,
you shouldn't be allowed to vote.
But that's the problem with voters. Voters are always going to bring individual biases to the table.
No question. They may not like the way a dude breath smells and just be like, oh, no, I don't like him. He stinks.
If someone says no to Ja, I want to hear six. I want to hear six backcourt players.
Yeah.
I want to hear six backcourt players who've at least played, say, 50 games or more this year, who you would take before Ja. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guys, I want to play a little game because it occurs to me as we're speculating whether Ja's All-NBA or not. Backcourt player, there are six slots to be All-NBA. First, second, third, team times two because of point guard, shooting guard, whatever, positionless
so
basketball.
Just to let people know, last year, first team was the guards, Luka and Devin Booker.
I would have had Ja over Book.
Second, well, that was last year. Last year.
I still would have had Ja over
Second Book, team, I don't think so.
I would.
Second team was Steph and Ja.
Okay.
Second team.
All right.
So he was second team All-NBA last year.
This year, the question is he All-NBA? There are six slots in the backcourt to be All-NBA because, you know, point guard, shooting guard, times three teams to be All-NBA. First team, second team, third team. Six slots. So how about do this? Let's take names who we say, yes, if he's playing at least as many games as Ja or around the same number, we think he's having a better season, he's in. And otherwise, look at guys who've played at least eight games more than Ja, because Ja's self-inflicted suspension, basically, took him out for eight games, okay? So, Luka Doncic, he's, to me, All-NBA.
Yes.
Okay, he's played four more games than Ja. That's one. Damian Lillard, also four more games than Ja, but I would make him All-NBA. Do you agree?
Yeah, but were you talking about first team or just all being NBA in general?
Just All-NBA, one of the three teams. Yes. Yeah. Okay, we're counting how many slots there. So now there are four.
You only got four left.
Four slots. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yes, has to be.
And he's played eight games more than Ja, okay? So that's three. Steph has played fewer than Ja. Would you put him All-NBA? 48 games to 54 for
Ja. Let's just move Steph
Ja
off to the side.
We'll move Steph
we need
off
other
to the
names,
side.
Right?
Right.
Because that's hard because Steph has played 48 games thus far.
Kyrie has played 53. Harden's played 53. Trae Young has played 66 games. That's eight games. It's more than eight games more than Ja. Would you put Trae Young or Ja Morant?
Trae's had a hell of a season, but I would go Ja Morant.
How about you, Key?
That's why I was like, it's like what flavor you want, I guess. So I'll do Ja.
Me too.
It's tough though, Ja. But like it shouldn't be either or. Trae should be on that list.
Well, if he is, then
he can't be on the list though, Jay, because you only got a couple spots.
We got
left.
Three spots left. So if Trey's on the list, now there are two spots left. Let's put Trae off to the side with Steph. Okay.
Okay.
We'll get back to that.
So far we have Dame, we have Luka, and we have Shai.
Correct. Those are three slots. They got to be in. Donovan Mitchell has played nine more games than. Donovan Mitchell has played nine more games than Ja Morant because he did not get himself suspended for eight games.
I mean, Donovan Mitchell's been averaging 28 points per game. I mean,
you want to put him off to the side, too? We'll revisit three different guys? We can.
It's tough.
Jaylen Brown has played seven more games than Ja.
Yeah, but Ja's numbers are stupid. And they're two in the West, man.
All right.
It's just not about playing
about
more
to say,
games.
I was about to say, Jay,
to me, like, Ja's on the list. Like, Ja should be.
Well, you got to put. Let's see if he is, though.
Well, no. I'm not telling you if he is. I'm saying he is. Like, after Dame, like, I got Ja.
Even though, but apparently you got Luka, Dame, and who else did we say?
Shai Gilgeous.
Those three are in.
I got Ja in.
All right,
I can put Steph off to the side. I can put Trae. We have Trae. Keep going.
Well, Paul George, only 56 games this year, but that's around the same as Ja. And now he's hurt. DeMar DeRozan?
Nah.
Butler.
See, I got to factor in De'Aaron team
Fox
success as well, though, man.
What about
I got to factor in team success, too, Jay.
Okay, De'Aaron Fox
saying.
Got team success. What about
I'm saying,
De'Aaron
like,
Fox?
Even without them, like, they were second in the West.
De'Aaron Fox.
De'Aaron Fox and balling.
Is he not all NBA this year?
He would have to be, in my opinion.
So there's four.
Yeah,
you got
he probably slides. He probably slides in because of the team is having success.
But Ja's in. So you're keeping Ja off the
let's
list.
Let's keep Ja off until let's put him to the side with the other guys. Let's talk about who's definitely in first, and then see how many slots there are left.
So you only
and
got
Ja's
one
in.
Slot left, right?
I think that. Oh no, we got four. So we got two slots left.
But this is
two
where I get confused left. Though, because you guys like I would have Ja in before I would have De'Aaron Fox in.
Okay, so what you're saying is
Ja's a lock to me.
You're saying no.
I'm not saying he shouldn't be in. I'm just I think what Max is saying is that put him off to the side, and you put everybody that you think is in, even though you know he's in. Now you look at it.
Now you tell me who you're going
to
bump.
You probably got six people on the side, and now you got to pick from them to go into that last slot.
Right. Right. I'm saying, but Jay, you're saying.
I'm saying I would do it differently. I'm saying I would tell you that he's in from the beginning.
You're saying.
And I'll be choosing from other people for that last
slot.
That's
fine, but that's then what you're saying is Ja for 54 games is more valuable than who'd you just say he's in ahead of?
Well,
you
just gave me a name.
You gave me a name. Just
DeMar DeRozan.
DeMar DeRozan for 66 games is not as good as Ja for 54. I could be with that.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? Is he in ahead of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander?
Yeah, I thought you. I thought Jay said
Shai's slightly in the MVP conversation.
This is what I'm
saying. Yeah, I thought you had him in.
We already had him in. This is where it gets a little bit confusing. We had Dame, Lucas, Shai, Ja.
Yeah.
So who do you put him in ahead of in those four?
I'm getting confused here.
Who do you put him? And it's very straightforward. Who do you put Ja in ahead of of those four?
Ahead of the four?
Yeah.
I mean,
who's he ahead of?
I have Dame. Then I would have Ja and Luka.
Ja ahead of Luka.
I mean, but I'm not ranking him. Like I would say, to me. I would probably have Ja. I think Ja is fighting for first team All NBA.
Okay, even if he's missed that many games.
Yes.
Okay. That's
maybe
your,
some. Maybe a caller to.
Ja.
Maybe a caller to solve this for us.
Let's take a caller or two in that case. Let's start with. Let's get this Zoom.
You want to go with Jimmy Joe Pesci
let's
in
do
Chicago?
It. Jimmy Joe Pesci. First thing. All right. Let's hear you, Jimmy Joe.
Good morning, fellas. I'm back stronger and smarter than I was 3 weeks ago with the hottest takes. You know who I'm picking?
Who?
You know who I'm picking, Keyshawn? I'm going to tell you who I'm picking. Anybody who don't bring a gun to the club.
See?
I'm dancing. I get shot in my buttocks. And that guy's in the NBA. He should not be on that list. It's that simple, bro. I'm out there trying to have a good time. I got to worry about NBA players bringing a pistol to the club. Nah, man, that's who I'm picking. That's
you see,
who
Key,
I'm picking.
See, Key, this is exactly what I was saying, Key. Though, if a Ryder deems that irresponsible, like that the irresponsibleness of that, it weighs heavily for them. It's hard for me to argue against that, even though I know what I see on the court.
I understand that, Jay. I am a what-if guy.
Yeah.
Trust me. I just said this the other day on our show. What if something happened? I get it. But it didn't. So, therefore, I cannot punish him a second time when he's already been punished by the NBA. I can't do it again. It's almost like Max's grade analysis, analogy that he did with the grades. I cannot punish you again when you've
never
already been punished.
That.
I just can't do it.
You didn't do the homework. Yeah, that's why I got a 70 on the test, so I'm going to get a C-, right? Now you're going to bring that down because isn't the test supposed to be to see whether I know the – what's the homework for, just to make me work or to see if I know the material, right? You know? You're getting punished twice, it seems to me.
Yeah, oh, but yeah. I just gave you
– You're comparing the full body of work to everybody else. Awesome, Max.
888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. People want to talk about this. KJM.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.